Well, what we're going to try and do at the next session is then bring in some speakers. And then what we want to then try and do is link some of the ideas that you've got developed here to some of the other material that's getting developed in other places. We're trying to put numbers against very emotional and subjective things. So how do we get subjective measures? How do we try and bring that together? So the next session, we'll try and tease some of that out, and we'll see, you know, where the other groups, the GLADS group, where the Walking for Wellbeing group, all the other groups tie in, and to get an idea of where some of these measures tie in. How do we evidence the sort of things that you've put up on the boards just now? How would that tie in to, I suppose, a better way of planning for the future? The interesting point, I think, here is these type of issues that you're raising on these boards are not the type of issues that come up in any planning exercises. People don't talk about it. It's all about, you know, back to the number of units that we can get on the space. So that's the challenge for the next session. But if it's as productive with this tighter, smaller group, it'll be quite an interesting experience. And we'll try and figure out a way of ensuring that it is as interactive as the last two sessions have been. I think this is what, to me personally, has been fantastic. If you've got a group of academics to try and generate this amount of information, I don't think you would get it. You would get very narrow tram lines. I think you've taken us into places and ways of thinking and issues that we just wouldn't pick up normally, because we're quite programmed and quite siloed in our own worlds. And I think that's what the advantage of this approach is.